Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 318 for Tuesday, March 22nd. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkenton. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger on Tuesday, rising above nearby resistance as gains in Chicago soybeans and soy oil provided spillover support. Canola was up by $1 to over $4, the May contract up $3.50 at $472.90 per ton. That contract was trading at some of its best levels in over a month today, with short covering contributing to the gains. Exporters and domestic crushers were also extending some of their coverage, while the need to keep weather premiums in the market ahead of spring seeding was another supportive influence. Scale-up farmer selling on the other side did limit the advances to some extent. A firmer tone in the Canadian dollar also put some pressure on values. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were steady to higher, soybeans up 6 to 8 cents, the May contract up 8 at 9.10 per bushel. Soy oil was a driver in the bean market today, with concerns over palm oil production driving the vegetable oil markets higher. Ideas that some swing acres may go into corn instead of soybeans in the U.S. this year, if the weather cooperates, added to the firmer tone, while recent strike action at Brazilian ports was also somewhat supportive. However, South American farmers are still in the midst of harvesting a large crop, despite any labor disputes slowing movement at present, and that did keep a lid on the soybean market. For corn, prices are holding closer to unchanged today, although the bias was higher, the May contract up a half cent at $3.70 per bushel. Spillover from the gains in soybeans, along with good export demand and ongoing investor short covering, contributed to the strength in corn, but rising acreage projections for U.S. corn were somewhat bearish, especially as weather forecasts are looking good for spring seeding in some areas. Wheat, it was steady to up 4 cents, the May contract in Chicago up only a quarter cent at 466 and three quarters per bushel. Weather concerns across the U.S. winter wheat belts were at the forefront, especially as forecasts are calling for a return of cold temperatures in many areas later this week. Speculative short covering was a bit supportive as well, but the fact that the U.S. continues to miss out on export opportunities limited any advances. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, March 22nd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkenton.